Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Pei, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Tes on the base at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us, we learned in the previous shiur, that a machlaik is between Rav Elezer and the Chachamim, that if Dam HaTamtzis got mixed together with Dam HaNef, with Dam HaNefesh, Rav Elezer holds that the carbon, if there's enough Dam HaNefesh, then the carbon can be brought. For Rav Elezer saw no reason to make a gzeira. The Chacham disagree, and the Chacham holds that a gzeira is made. However, begins our Mishnah. Dam Tamimim, the Dam Balimumim, if the Dam of a carbon, that's a fine animal, got mixed together with the Dam of a Balmum, everybody agrees he's shafech lama. Even Rabbi Elazar will agree that it should be poured out. Why is Rabbi Elazar more machmeh here than he was in the previous case that we just mentioned? So I saw a number of explanations in the Rishonim. One explanation suggested by the Rishonim is, as we said in the previous year, Dam Tamtzis being found in the Beis Hamikdash is unlikely. Certainly not that much Dam Tamtzis was found there. And therefore Rabbi Elazar did not see the need to make a gzeira. However, dam psul, the dam of a carbon that's posel, was much more available in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore here Rabbi Elazar will agree that a gzeira should be made. One pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that there's nothing inherently mos, there's nothing inherently repulsive about dam atamsis. It's just not the dam that the Torah wants us to do zrikas adam with. However, dam nefesh, dam of a balim mum, are repulsive, and that's why Chazal were more concerned. That's why Rebbe Elazar was agreeable that they get mixed up yishafech la'ama. A third shot, also along the same lines, is that dam hanefesh is not the dam that the Torah wants us to sprinkle on the mizbeach. However, there is no isser to be mekayim mitzvah zrikas adam with. There is no isser to put dam hanefesh on the mizbeach. However, there's an isser to put dam of a baal mum on the mizbeach, and therefore Rabbi Elazar agrees that if these two dam get mixed up, yishafech l'amo. Kais pekaisis. If one cup, a cup of disqualified blood, got mixed up with cups of blood that's usable, again, l'chatchila, they should not be used, but Rabbi Elazar says, in karv kaisechot, if one cup was already brought, and this is Rabbi Elazar's shita that we've learned previously, yikrevu kala kaisechot, then we may bring the other cups. Because this is the shita of Rabbi Elazar that we say tliya, that we make an assumption that the cup that got poured is the cup that was the problematic cup. And again, as we explained many times, this entire issue is only midrabanan. Because midraisa, it certainly becomes bottle. So since midraisa, it certainly becomes bottle, and now we have an additional factor to take into consideration, that we can make this assumption that it was the problematic cup that's no longer here. So here Rabbi Elazar holds that all the other cups can now be brought. The Chama disagrees. Even if all of the cups were brought except for one, so statistically, it's most likely that this one cup that I now have here, there's no problem with this cup, still hold the Rabbanan, even this final cup, Yishafech L'Amo. As we've learned previously in our Masechta, certainly the most important avoider, the avoider that creates the kapara, is the avoider of Zrika. But there are different kabanas where the Zrika is done in different places and in different ways, as we learned. A Karban Chatos, the Zrika of a Karban Chatos, is done on the four corners of the four upper corners of the Mizbeach, Lamal Mechut HaSikra. The Zrik of a Karban Oyler, the Karban Shlomim, the Karban Osham, is done on the lower half, Shtaim Shin Arba. Two Zrikas on each corner, on each diagonal corner. The Zrik of a Karban Bechor, Karban Meiser, Karban Pesach, are done also lamata mechut asikra on the bottom half, but with only one zrika. says the Mishnah, Nitonim Lamata Shnes Arvum Nitonim Lamala. The dam of a carbon chatos and the dam of a carbon oil got mixed together. Nitonim Lamata is the carbon oil. The carbon chatos is Nitonim Lamala. What do you do? Rabbi Lazar, it says Rabbi Lazar, Yitain Lamala. You should first put on Lamala, you should put four applications on the four corners. V'royinis Tachtonim Lamala Kein Lamayim. V'yachs V'yitain Lamata. Rabbi Lazar again follows here an opinion that he stated a number of times in our parak, that we could view extraneous matter as if it was water. So here, where we have a combination of dam chatos and dam oilo, says Rabbi Lezer, first put four applications on top. When you're putting those four applications on top, aren't you also putting dam oilo? And as we just said, the dam oil belongs on the bottom, not on the top. Says Rabbi Lezer, that extra blood that doesn't belong there, we should view it as water. Why should we go specifically in this order? So there's two explanations. One explanation goes back to a rule that we learned in Masech Tahorius. That a carbon chatos and a carbon oil, if somebody has to bring both of these types of kabbonas, he always brings the carbon chatos first. So here too, that's why I put first the blood of the carbon chatos on top, because that's your first obligation, and afterwards put on the dam oil as your second obligation. Another answer is that we want to, of course, even according to Belezer, minimize doing it not the 100% way. And we know that the halacha is that a carbon chatos, after the applications are done on the four corners, the rest of the dam is poured on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Therefore, by following the order that we just described, we will accomplish we will have less of a concern. The dam is first put on top. Indeed, by doing so, we do have the concern, as we just identified, that we're putting some dam oila on the upper half of the mizbeach. But now, the rest of the avoda will be done perfectly fine. Why will it be done perfectly fine? Because what do we have left over now? We have left over here now dam oila, which belongs on the lower half of the mizbeach, and the shirayim of the dam chatas, which also belong on the lower half of the mizbeach. So following this order is less problematic, and that's why Rav Elazar says that's what should be done. However, as Taisus, we've learned earlier in Amasechta the opinion of Shmuel that Shloim Mekayme Kemekayme Domi, that even if you put dam in the wrong place, it accomplishes a kaporo. You wouldn't be allowed to eat the meat of that carbon, but it certainly accomplishes a kaporo. Therefore, as Taisus, here, where we had the dam chatas and the dam oila mixed together, and yes, the dam chatas belongs on top, and the dam oila belongs on bottom. But because they got mixed together, I put everything on top. So isn't the halacha that if I put dam oila on top, although I shouldn't have, isn't this a situation, shleim kaimai, that the halacha is, shleim kaimai is b'di'evit acceptable? And why must I repeat a zrika on the bottom? Answers Taisus, that of course, as we learned, halacha is like Shmuel, that shleikim kaimah kaimah dami. But when do we apply that concept? That's when the person did not specify that he has in mind that it should be for mayim. But when, as in the case that we just said, he has in mind that the dam oila should not be considered like dam, it should be considered like water, so he's having in mind explicitly that he doesn't want to be yoitza with this rika, then we don't apply the concept of shleikim kaimah kaimah dami. Shleikim kaimah kaimah dami only is when he didn't have kavana not to be yoitza. And in fact, the mefarshim say that this is the source for a very famous rule. We know that there's a big machlokes throughout Shas, a mitzvah tzrichas kavana, a mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Even if we'll say the mefarshim, the mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, that you don't have to have kavana to fulfill a mitzvah, everybody will agree that if you had explicit kavana not to be yoitza the mitzvah, then you won't be yoitza the mitzvah. And that's the case here. We had the feirish kavana not to be yoitza the mitzvah of zrika of the oila. Everybody will agree that it's not valid zrika. The Chachamim, however, disagree. The Chachamim hold yishafich lama, that in this case, with a dam chattis and dam oil got mixed together, here they again follow their opinion that it should be poured out. However, v'mloy nimlach v'nosan, if he didn't ask, the halach is that it's kosher. And here we have an interesting question. According to Rabbanu, what happened here was that he had this mixture of the dam oil and the dam chatos. He spritzed the dam chatos on the upper half of the mizbeach, and now he's going to spritz the carpet. He's going to spritz the rest. What should he do with the rest? So some rishonim suggest that Rabbanu only allow you to do what you done, but even in this dam, they won't let you put the rest on the bottom. Most Rishonim, however, disagree. And they hold that if you put it on top, the remainder can be put on bottom, because there's really nothing wrong, as we explained a moment ago, on putting it on the bottom. However, the question that comes up is the Rabbanim, who are not subscribing to the concept of Rebbe Blazer, and they're saying that you put it on top, not because, and it didn't happen that you had in mind that the remainder should be water. So here, why don't we say, ask the Achroinim, as we said a moment ago, certainly the concept of Shloikim Kaimikim Kaimikim Domi, and you shouldn't have to put any dam on the bottom, because the dam that you put on top, as Shmuel taught us, should be the Eved be acceptable. So the Chazon Ish says a very interesting teretz. He says that besides that, we've learned that the place where the dam of the chatos and the dam of the oil are put on the mizbeach are different. Where the dam chatos are put on the four upper corners and the dam oil on the two bottom, on below the chuta sikra. But also, as we've learned earlier in Amasechta, the way that they're applied to the mizbeach is different. Whereas the dam of the carbon chatos is applied to the mizbeach with a hazor, the dam of a carbon chat oiler is done with zrika from a keli. This is done with application. The chatos is done with application with your fingers, and this is done with zrika b'keli. Says the Chazon Ish, the way do we have the rule of Shmuel of shloikim mekaymekim mekaymegami? We have that rule only regarding a difference in place, but where there's also a difference in the method of application, there we won't have the halach of Shmuel of Shloikim Kamekim Kamei Dami, and therefore the Rabbanu will hold, even the Rabbanu will hold that you have to do it over. And this actually would be a teretz to the way we asked the question earlier too. Our Sameach takes a different approach. The Sameach's approach is that even Shmuel holds Shloikim Kamekim Kamei Dami is only in a case where I could have done it in the right place, and I didn't do the zrika in the right place. So there's a halach of shloikim mekaymekim mekaymedami that even if I did it in the wrong place, it's going to be fine. However, in the case that we're now describing, because you have this mixture, so you have no option but to do it this way, then it won't be a halach of shloikim mekaymekim mekaymedami. It's similar to the famous concept that we've used many times, the kol haroi lebila ein bila makeves ba, the kosh ein roi lebila bila makeves ba. But now ask the Mefarshim a different question on the Rabbanon. As the Mishnah just taught us, clearly according to the Rabbanon, the halacha is that this dam should not be used. What happened here was, they didn't consult. Ask the Mefarshim, so isn't this a situation of dochi, of blood that became rejected, that the halacha is, as we've learned previously, that if something becomes rejected, it may not be used. So how could it be used even by the Eved? So of course, the simple teretz, as we've also learned previously, is that there is the opinion of Chanan HaMitzri, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of Dochui. And since he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Dochui, it's not an issue. However, other Mefarshim say as follows. Where do we say Dochui? We only say Dochui when something is inherently rejected, became inherently disqualified. Over here, there's nothing inherently wrong with the dam chatos and the dam oila. The only issue is that they got mixed together. Since that isn't an inherent disqualification, we don't apply the concept of dochi. Continues the Mishnah. Hanitanim matana achas, shnus avim matanim matana achas. This is a fairly simple case. The dam of a bechor, the way Rashi explains, got mixed up with the dam of another bechor. says the Mishnah, Inosnu b'matn tana achas. They should put one application, that these two bloods got intermingled in one cup, and that blood should be put on the Mizbeach. Here too, the Rishonim ask, this is an obvious din. Why is the Mishnah saying it? So one Tarot says that indeed there is really no Chiddush in this din, that the only reason this din is being mentioned is because it's just part of a series of cases that our Mishnah will now discuss. Another way that we should say that there is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is as follows. Here, as we just described, there are two Karbonis, two Karm Bechorim. And yes, the dam of these two Karbonis got mixed up in one cup. We would think, perhaps, that we should make two applications, because we have two Karbonis. Teaches us the Mishnah that one application is enough. Matan Dalet v'matan Dalet, Yinotein v'matan Dalet. So the way Rashi here explains is as follows. As we just said before, many Karbonis, Karbon Oilo, the halacha is, they have to be put on the Mizbeach with a Zrik Sadam of Shtayim Shein Arba. And that's exactly what happened here. Two Karbonis of Shtayim Shein Arba got mixed together, says the Mishnah, that do one set of Shtayim Shein Arba. Others say that what the Mishnah is referring, Rashi Masechta Erevin says, that's referring to a situation where dam chatos, dam of one carbon chatos that has to be put on the four upper corners, got mixed up with the dam of another carbon chatos that has to be put on the four corners. And here too, the Mishnah paskins that one zrika will accomplish all of your needs. However, says the Mishnah, matan arba b'matan achas, we have two carbonis. And again, as Rashi explains the Mishnah, we have one carbon that requires on the sinus dam of Shtayim Shein Arba, that got mixed up with a carbon bechor, that means the carbon oila, that got mixed up with a carbon bechor whose rule is that matana achas is enough. Rav Elezer says, so you have a dilemma, what should you do? Rav Elezer says, you not matan arba, do four nesinus. Rav Shua mean you not matan achas, do only one. And as the Rishonim frame the machloikas of Rav Elezer and Rabbanan. Rav Elezer and Rabbanan both agree, they explain, that we're fairly safe here no matter what we do. Why are we safe no matter what we do? Because if you're going to be doing four matanas, as Rav Elezer suggests, and you're ending up putting Bechor four matanas, which you're really only supposed to do one matana of the Bechor, it's still not that terrible. Because as we learned earlier, you'll have in mind that the extra nesinus should be l'shemayim. Similarly, if you end up only doing matana achas, as Rabbi Yeshua suggests, you will not be in such a serious situation. Because as we learned earlier in our Masechta, even by carbon oila that requires two nesinus of shtayim shein arba, if you did only one nesinus adam, you will have been Mekayim Zrika Sadam. So therefore, you really are safe no matter what you did. And therefore, as there is Mefarshim that we're learning our Mishnah with explain, the question now is, given that you're okay no matter what you did, the question the Mishnah faces is, what is the preferable thing to do? Amar Belezer, says Belezer, you know why I prefer to put on these four Nesinas? Because if you're only going to do one Nesina, you're going to end up with a situation about Tigra. We know that the Torah teaches us regarding the mitzvahs. One may not add to the mitzvahs, nor may one reduce the mitzvahs. And therefore, here, where you have here Dam Oila, which the Dam Oila requires two Nesinas, by doing only one, you are limiting the amount of Nesinas that the Torah wants you to do. And Amalei Rav Yeshua, says Rav Yeshua, yeah, but by doing it, you're being over about Taisif. And therefore, I prefer only one Nesina. Ask Mefarshim, why is Rav Elezer not concerned with about Taisif? So they give two answers. One answer is because, as we explained before, when Rav Elezer says that you're going to put on four Nesinas Hadam, and the Bechor only required one, we said that the extra nesinis were not done with shei mitzvah. The extra nesinis were done l'shem mayim. And from here we see a very important concept. The when is there an iser about toisif? The iser about toisif only exists when you're doing something where you want to expand a mitzvah. But when you're doing something and your intention is not to extend the mitzvah, then there's no baal toisif. Here, when you're putting on the extra nesinas, there was shei mayim, therefore there's no iser baal toisif. And this is a very important concept in this entire sugya about toisif. For example, the question that many poskim discuss, the Mishnah Berurah discusses at length, is that we know that many people have the custom of putting on two pairs of tefillin, Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. The question is, when you're putting on that extra Rebbeinu Tam, pair of Rebbeinu Tam tefillin, why must we not be concerned with the Isser about Taisif? So actually, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur HaLacha quotes the Mekubalim. The Ben Ishchai said it's the Arizal that says that the issue of putting on two pairs of tefillin, Rashi, Rebbeinu Tam, are different than all other areas of a suffix of a question in halacha. Normally, when we speak about a suffix in halacha, means we don't know what is the proper way, what is the proper thing to do. However, says the Ben Ishchai, when we speak about baal toisif, when we speak about tefillin, there's a rule, min hashamayim, that we should put on two pairs of tefillin. And therefore, since the halacha requires two pairs of tefillin, because el ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, there obviously is no issue about toisif. The Mishnah Berurah and Bi'ur HaLacha questions following such approach, and he indeed says that the person who puts on two pairs of tefillin should have in mind that when he's putting on the second pair of tefillin, if I'm not obligated to put on this pair of tefillin, it should be not l'shei mitzvah. And whenever it's not l'shei mitzvah, there is no issue about toisif. The question would come up, for example, if somebody were to take 5 minim instead of 4 minim on Sukkot, or 3 minim, would he be over about Taisa about Tigra? It depends on what is he doing. If he's doing it l'shem mitzvah, it would certainly be a situation about Taisa about Tigra. Otherwise, it would not be. Another way Reb Elezer's opinion could be understood, why there is no issue about Taisa here, explain the Mefarshim, is because indeed Reb Elezer is concerned with the issue about Taisif. But there's also perhaps a chiv to do Zrikas Adam on all four corners. And the mitzvah say of doing the Zrikas Adam on all four corners is doicha the mitzvah's loisa say of Baal Taisif. Reb Yeshua obviously disagrees. And the question is, indeed, why does Reb Yeshua say that we should apply here the concept of essay doicha loisa say, that the essay of Zrikas Adam should be doicha the loisa say about Taisif? So there are a number of answers given by the Mefarshim, but there's a basic concept that lies under all of these answers. When we speak in the Torah about the issue of essay doicha loisa say, it's not that the Torah wants that to happen. When the Torah says essay doicha loisa say, it's only because there is no other option. And because there is no other option, we say Esa Doicha Loisa Say. The classical example is that the Big Day Kahuna, which had to be made out of Shatnas, so you have an essay of wearing the Big Day Kahuna, and you have the Loisa Say of Shatnas. But certainly, where it doesn't have to be that way, or certainly as in the case of our Mishnah, where it was caused by human error, we don't say Esa Doicha Loisa Say. Furthermore, other Mefarshim, other Rishonim say that we never say Esa Doicha Loisa Say in the Beis HaMikdash. Others say, the Ptori Evan says, that we could avoid Esa Doicha Loisa Say by being Shoyal, by having the Hegdash annulled, and therefore, again, because we don't want to rely on Esa Doicha Loisa Say, we don't. Another Teretz is, as we said earlier, since you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, with only one Nesina, we don't want to say Esa Doicha Loisa Say unless we must. Here we all have to, says Rabbi Yeshua, just do one Nesina Sadam and will be fine. Another pshat is that we don't say essay doicha leisa say when it doesn't come at the same time. The essay is by the first rikah. The other rikahs, the other dam, there is no essay, and therefore we wouldn't say essay doicha leisa say. Rabbi Shua, as we explained, is concerned about tigra. That Rabbi Shua is worried about Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Leza is worried about Baltigra. Rabbi Shua is worried about Baal Tosef. Where would the Baal Tosef be? So there are two approaches in the Mefarshim. One approach in the Mefarshim is when you're going to go to the second corner, which if it's a Bechor, there is no reason to put the dam on that corner. That's where you're going to have the Baal Tosef. However, many Mefarshim disagree. Because as we said earlier, if you do something that has no room in Halacha, there is no issue about Tosef. So they explained that according to Rabbi Shua, about Tosef will be in the first corner. Because by Bechor, only one application is required. Whereas by an oil, it has to be done in a diagonal. So doing it in a diagonal, instead of just doing it in the corner, that's where you're going to have, according to Rabbi Shua, the Baal Tosef. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, says Rabbi Lezer, like Naim about Tosef, there is no Baal Tosef here. Because the Isra about Tosef only exists Kishuba Atzmai when it's by itself. To which Rabbi Shua says, Naim about Tigra El Kishuba Atzmai. So basically, as the Mefarshim explained, what they're both saying is that the Isra about Tosef or about Tigra doesn't exist in this case because we're dealing with a mixture. And again, the Mefarshim explain why is there no Baal Tosef here? Because why is the fact that it's in a mixture change anything? So it goes back to what we discussed earlier. Either because it's we say Esay Doicha Leisa say, or because we have the Svara of that the extra he has in mind it should be considered water. The Meiri explains that since he's not doing it here because he wants to add to the mitzvah, it's only because he doesn't have an option because he may be mechuyev in four obligation, four nesinus, where it's not here to change the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. There is no iser about Tosef, and as the Torah Tumima explains, the entire iser about Tosef and about Tigra is to change. The Torah is concerned that you shouldn't change the way the mitzvah is being done. Here, that isn't your goal, and therefore there is no Baal Tosef nor any Baal Tigra. V'od Ayin Rabbi Yeshua. Kshinasata avata Baal Tosef v'sisa masa b'yadecha. When you put on four, you're going to be over Baal Tosef actively. Shloi nasata avata Baal Tigra v'sisa masa b'yadecha. So there are many ways in the Rishonim how to explain what Rabbi Yeshua means to say here. Some Rishonim explain that again, now that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer agree that there really is no Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra, so the question is, what should I do? So Rabbi Shua says that we have a rule throughout Halacha, Shava Taisa Adif, and therefore do less rather than doing more. Others explain this the way the Miri seems to be explaining, that Rabbi Shua is retracting. And Rabbi Shua is saying, if there won't be this heter, that when it's in a mixture, there is no Baal Tosef nor any Baal Tigra. So now we have this concern. By doing four, you'll have Baal Tosef. By doing one, you will have Baal Tigra. So what should you do? That's why Rabbi Shua gives an explanation why it's preferable to do less than doing more, because Sheva Taisa Adif. Another explanation that I saw in the Rishonim is that Rabbi Shua is saying to Rabbi Lezer, you indeed have this concept that when there's a mixture, there's no Baal Tosef, no Baal Tigra. I don't agree, and therefore I had no choice but to say to do less rather than to do more to avoid the problem of doing an aveira b'kumvasei. The Mefarshim, based on this Mishnah, discuss a very interesting question. Rachman Litzlan, we have an individual who is not well, and it comes to Pesach, he isn't able to eat a kezias of matzah. Well, he certainly isn't able to eat a kezias of maror. So most Mefarshim say that what such an individual should do is eat less than a kezias, eat as much as you can. However, based on our Gemara, ask the Mefarshim, is that indeed the proper way to go? Because we're learning now that there's an Isser, we learned in our Shia today, that there's an Isser about Tigra. So why, if you eat less, is it not considered a situation about Tigra, and you shouldn't perhaps eat at all? And actually, it's a very big machlok, supposing what should be done. So I saw a number of answers. Three answers. Number one, that just like we know there's a rule of chotzi shir, osman atayra, you're not allowed to eat a kazayis of Isser, but you're also not allowed to eat a chatzi kazayis of Isser. So too, regarding mitzvahs. You're supposed to eat a whole shir, but if you eat a chatzi shir, you will have anyway done some mitzvah. It's one pshat. Another pshat is, as we said before, that where is there an Isser of Bal Tosa of Bal Tigra, where it's the person's intent to change the way the Torah told us to do the mitzvah. Here, it's not the person's intent to change the way the Torah told us to do the mitzvah. He just, unfortunately, can't eat more than this small amount. Since it's not his intention, chas v'sholem, to change what the Torah said, it isn't a situation about Tigra. Another explanation is that the Isser about Taisiv or about Tigra only applies where it's noticeable that that's what I'm doing. But where it's not noticeable that I am changing the mitzvah of the Torah, there is no Isser about Taisiv or about Tigra, which would have relevance to our shir regarding how should this one Nesina, according to Rabbi Yeshua, be done, should be done as the one Nesina of an Oilah, or perhaps it should only be done like the one Nesina of a Bechor, because if you're going to do it like the Nesina of the Oilah, again, it'll be noticeable that you're doing it the wrong way. There's a very interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that Bal Tosef also teaches us to keep the proper perspective to a mitzvah. He says there are many people that sometimes, we know how important it is to follow every minig, every custom in Klal Yisrael. He said, but there's sometimes people who take this out of perspective. And what they do is that they feel if they're not going to be able to fulfill a minig, it's as if they were doing the biggest aveira. The Torah says about Tosef, or about Tigra, keep everything in the proper perspective. As we finish this discussion about Tosef, about Tigra, there's a very interesting vort from the Dugna Magid, explaining why the Torah is so concerned about Tosef, about Tigra. As usual, he says it with a mashal. He says, there was once an individual, a neighbor, knocked on his neighbor's door and said, may I borrow a hammer? And the neighbor lent him a hammer. The next day, he comes to return the hammer, and he brings two hammers. The hammer that he had borrowed, and a small hammer. And the neighbor asks, what is this new small hammer? He says, your hammer had a child, and this is its child. The next day he comes and he borrows a spoon. He lends him the spoon, and when he comes to return the spoon, he brings the spoon back with a little spoon next to it. And he says, what is this? He says, the spoon had a baby. Then he comes another time, and he wants to borrow some money. And the neighbor is more than happy to lend them the money. He says, he's going to bring me back more money because he's going to say that the money had a child. He never comes back with the money. Time goes by, and he goes to his neighbor and he asks him, you borrowed money from me, why haven't you returned it? So he says, your money died. He said, the money died? Money doesn't die. So he says, and do spoons have children? Do hammers have children? What is the lesson, says the Dugna Magid? If we follow exactly the mitzvahs, exactly as the Torah told us to follow them, then we know we're safe. Once we start to add and detract from the mitzvahs, we'll be left with nothing. Amar Belezer, says the Gemara, says Reb Elazar, as we've had this shot for Reb Elazar numerous times, Lehechsher Reb Elazar El Shnayim Shnayim. When Reb Elazar says the concept of Reb Elazar of Taliyah, that one falls away, we assume that that was the problematic one. It's only if two fell away. This is the way Rashi explains. Rashi explains that we could only bring two at a time. Because again, since we're bringing two at a time, and we only started with one problematic cup, we know that when bringing two, we'll know that one that we're bringing is certainly fine. So even if we bring one that's not fine, it's going to be all right. Aval echad loy. The Rambam, as I said a moment ago, explains, only if two fell. So statistically, there's a greater chance that the problematic one fell away, is Reb Elezer Meikle. Otherwise not. Ask the Gemara, Moser of Dimi, we learned that our Mishnah, V'chamayim, Rafil, Karva, Kulin, Chutz, Mechamen, even if all were brought, and we're only left with one, Yishafich Lama. So we see that even if you just left with one, you could still bring it. I, Reb Elezer, says you can never bring less than two, as Reb Elezer Damar explained him. Amle, Reb Yaakov, Reb Yimiyah, Batachlifa, Azbalach, my Echa, when the Mishnah says the one, you have to have at least one to be makrif, that Reb Elezer will hold you allowed to be makrif, he means Zum Echa. So the machlaikas that we had in our Mishnah, if they get mixed up, the cup of a dam, of a bamum, with the cups of blood that's fine, is essentially identical to machlekes that we had in Daf Ayin Zayin on the base, with a limb of a bamum got mixed up with the limbs with the avrim of animals that are fine. And therefore asked the Gemara Tzricha, why must we have the same machlekes twice? Answers the Gemara, we need to have it twice. The Ikna Baha, if we only had it in our case, if it was only stated in the case of the mixed up limbs, we would say Bahakam Reb Elezer. That's where Reb Elezer is lenient. Mishundis Avad Bei Kaparosa. Because the kapara has already been done, as we said in our shiur earlier today. The main kapara comes through the zrika. And the zrika has already been done with the first, by the time the limbs got mixed up. That's why Reb Elezer could be lenient. Abaha, in our Mishnah, we're speaking about the cups of dam getting mixed up. So we're speaking about the zrikas hadam. Eimah moidele rabbanan, that if the blood gets mixed up, we should be stringent. V'yetme baha, if we only had our Mishnah, we would say perhaps in our Mishnah, baha kam rabbanan, here our rabbanan, the rabbanan are strict, because we need the zrika to be done perfectly, because the zrika is what brings the kapara. Av baha, in the previous Mishnah, where the zrika was already done, it's only the avrim that got mixed up. Eimah moidele rabbanan, perhaps he agrees with rabbanan, Tzricha, that's why we had to have both Mishnais. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah, a Masechta Parah. Tzluchas shenaf l'toich ha'mayim kal shehu. We have a flask of mechatas. We described in our previous year that the mechatas is the mixture of the ash of the paraduma and mayim chayim, that some regular water got mixed into that mechatas. And it doesn't get bottled midrabanan, because we want the mechatas, this way many Rishonim explain, we want the mechatas to be pure, and therefore the Rabbanan said that even some water, regular water, got mixed into it, it doesn't become bottled. The Shita Mekabetzis quotes a Riva, who says, however, that if some regular water gets mixed in here, there's an issue midaraisa. And there's a very fundamental explanation as to why. Yes, we've been learning, particularly in this perek, the concept of bittul. But the Mefarshim discuss what does bittul accomplish. For example, let's say we know that tzitzis have to be made with shma. So we have here many strands of tzitzis that were made properly, and one strand that is not made properly. And they get mixed up, and it becomes bittul. What does bittul tell us? Does bittul tell us that we don't have to worry about this and this invalid strand? But bittul can't make that the strand that was made shaloi lishma, it should make it into a strand that was made lishma. Similarly here, explain these Rishonim. Yes, this small amount of not proper water got mixed into the mechatas, and it's bottled. But that can't make regular water, bittul cannot make regular water into mechatas. And the Torah wants us to use mechatos for the zrika on the person who's tameh. So what do we do? Rebbe Elezer says yazishtei hazos. Do two hazos. V'cham paisim, v'cham say it's disqualified. Ask the Gemara, how do we understand this machlokes? Bishlam Rabbonim, the opinion of the Rabbanim could be understood, because the Rabbanim hold Yesh Bila, that we assume that it was properly blended. However, Vazar Tzri Chashir, every sprinkling requires a minimum amount of Chatas water. Then Staff and Lazos, and you can't do two Hazos together. And therefore, we have to be concerned that in every Hazos, since there's a portion of regular water here, so we don't have the proper Hazos, and the fact that we should do Hazos twice is not an approach, because you have to do only one Hazos, you can't combine Hazos. Ask the Achronim, but let's say we had water, regular water got mixed in here to the Mechatos. Shouldn't we say that it fell in proportionally, and as long as the proportion of the non-proper water is a very small percentage, we ought to be safe. So some say that even if we hold Yesh Bila, we can never say that it gets mixed up in the proper proportion. That's not part of Yesh Bila. However, most Achronim say that it is. Here, however, they explain, we're talking about a case that they just fell in, the Chazanish says, but they didn't mix it. The Bar Yitzchak of Yitzchak Elchanan says that since the Mechatos is thicker because it has ash in it, and this is just plain water, that prevents it from having a proper proportional mixture. Ella Reb Elezer, Manat tries the Gemara to understand what is the understanding of Reb Elezer. Micah suffer. Ika suffer ain't be, if he holds it, they don't get mixed on. So what will it help? And therefore, there's always a concern that you're going to be using the not proper water. So what's the point? What's the point of doing it twice? Dilma tavai maya kamazi. Both times you're only going to be spritzing regular water. Elikasover. Obviously, Reb Elezer is of the opinion yesh bila, that there is proper mixture. So now let's figure it out. Ask the Gemara. Ikasover ain hazor tzri chashir. If he holds that hazor doesn't require a minimum lamalishtei hazos, why do we have to have two hazos? There's a proper mixture. So anytime you're going to take some water from here, you're going to be taking some mechatos, and there's no minimum, so you're fine. El kasover, kazar tzri chashir, if he holds that there is a minimum, vikasover emet starfin hazars, that you can't have two hazars, all of the hazar has to be done in one act. Kimazishtei hazars may have it. So doing it twice, what will you have accomplished? Vinami mitstafin hazars, and even if you say that you can combine, how do you know that that will have accomplished anything? How could you be certain that you always use the mechatas? Maybe both times you only use the regular water. So the Gemara gives three ways of explaining Reb Elezer's opinion. Amar Shlokish, Loilam Yesh Bila. Reb Elezer holds that there is blending. Vazor Tzri Chashir. And there's a minimal amount. Vachamai Skinet. Kishon Eskarv Achas Ba'achas. We're referring to a situation that was exactly one measure of regular water that got mixed up with one measure of chatas water. So since there's only one measure of ordinary water, when you sprinkle twice, you certainly have sprinkled enough chatas water. Certainly, as the Rishonim say, if you'll have more than a one-to-one ratio, you'll have much more chatas water than regular water, this teretz will be understood. Rava Amalaylam Yesh Bila. Rava holds that there really is Bila. And Azor doesn't require shear. So why do you have to do it twice? The reason is, Knasik, the Kansar Abonim, it's only a Knas, Kech Adolim Shtar Shlei, that a person shouldn't benefit from having mixed regular water into Chatas water. Because a person, explains the Sfasemis, wanted to increase his Chatas water, by making him spritz twice, he will have defeated his purpose. Says the Tres Yisrael, a gewaldig chiddush, that if according to Rava the entire purpose of spritzing twice is just that the person shouldn't benefit, then he doesn't have to spritz the second time on the person. He could spritz the second time even into the ear, as long as all we want is that he shouldn't have any benefit. And in fact, one could argue that maybe he should spritz the second time in the ear. Why? Explained to Mefarsh, we know there's a rule that the parah, that the mechatos is metar tameim and metam tahirim. So if according to Rava asked the Mefarshim, when he spritzed the first time according to Rabbi Elazar, everything has been accomplished. The second time is only for a knas. Wouldn't that second spritzing cause that the person should become tameh? So what kind of a knas is that? So if we follow the Tiferes Yisrael's approach, that the second time we throw it into the air, this question wouldn't be. But other achronim say that even if we'll be concerned, there really is no halacha concern. Because the halacha is that even after a person has the mechatas, the proper mechatas applied to him, he has to wait for Harav Shemesh. The same is if mechatas come on a tar person. So nothing will change, he has to wait for Harav Shemesh anyway. Rav Ashi says a third explanation. Ein bila, we hold that there's no mixing, and therefore, Yazesh Tei Hazaz, he should sprinkle twice, because if he sprinkles twice, then certainly, Rav Elazar Rashi holds that any amount of chatas water can purify a tamei person. But he doesn't agree with the requirement of a knas. So if he held that they mixed thoroughly, indeed one sprinkling would suffice, because it would have some chatas water. However, he holds that Rav Elazar doesn't hold a blending, and therefore that we can't be sure that the first sprinkling had any chatas water, but had any chatas water in it. But if he sprinkles the second time, the person is tar, because there's no reason to be concerned that both sprinklings only had in them regular water, because the Mishnah says that only a small amount of regular water fell in. So certainly when you spritz two times, certainly some chatas water has been sprinkled on the tamei person. Meisve, ask the Gemara on Reish Lakish's opinion. Rabbi Omer, the Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Hazar Kol Shu Mataris, any amount of sprinkling will take care of the person's tumah, because Hazar ain't Tzricha Shir. Hazar Mechza Kasher, Mechza Pasel. And Hazar, the water used, can be half kosher and half not kosher. So obviously, Rabbi holds that two sprinkles are not needed for the same reason Reish Lakish said. Because Reish Lakish's basis was on the basis of Yesh Bila Vazar Tzrichashir. And here Rebbe said clearly that according to Rebbe Lezer, Hazar ain't Tzrichashir. Vaitanya Behedya. And now the Gemara continues to ask on Rav Ashi. The Rav Ashi explained that what is the basis of Rebbe Lezer's explanation of Ein Bila. Says the Gemara, how could we say that Rebbe Elazar subscribes to the concept of Ein Bila? We learned in the Mishnah, the blood that belongs on the upper half of the Mizbeach, that got mixed up with the Karban Chatas blood, that got mixed up with blood on the bottom half, Rebbe Elazar Meyitin Lamala, first put them on the upper line, above, that should be the Chatas, for Tachtonim Oilaloi, and then you put them on the bottom. Now ask the Gemara. The Amrit, asked the Gemara on Rav Ashi, you hold Ein Bila, and the dam doesn't get properly mixed up, so why is Rav Elazar saying in our Mishnah that this approach will work? Am I on the Lord? Why should we not be concerned? Maybe what's going to end up is, since the blood wasn't properly mixed, you're going to end up with the blood that belongs on top on bottom, and the blood that belongs on bottom on top, and you will have accomplished nothing. Answers the Gemara, to defend Rav Ashi. Hachamai skin, dika rubel yoinim. Most of the blood is dam chatas. The koyav mata da shetachton avoid. There's only a small amount of tachtonim blood. So you know that you put on so much blood that there's more than, if the blood that you put on top had on it more than any of the tachtonim blood at all. And therefore, the dam al yoinim, you're certainly safe, because you know you put dam elyon on top, because you put on so much dam that has in it more than the dam tachton. But ask the Gemara, tachtonim oloi ktoni, it says that you also yotze the tachtonim. Why? Why should we not be concerned if we hold that ein bila, that maybe all of the blood that you put was blood that belongs, maybe all of the blood that belongs on the bottom has been placed on top? Answers the Gemara, absolutely. You will not have been yoitza the zrik of the dam oila. It says that you were oila loiktani, that you were yoitza. What it means is that you were yoitza the mitzvah of shrayim. that the mitzvah is that the leftover dam chatos should be put on the bottom, that you are yoitz. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though the halacha is that shrayim are not absolutely ma'akif, the halacha is that we should try to do shrayim. So what the Mishnah is saying is that by following this procedure, in this situation, where most of the blood is blood that belongs on top, and there's some blood that belongs on the bottom, and you put that much blood on top that has all the blood that belongs on bottom, that amount plus, so you know you've done the Zrika on top properly, and you also know you did the Shvicha Shrine properly, and you've done the Karban Chatas fine, but indeed, Rebbe Lezer will not hold that you did any of the Karban Oila in any way.